You know, I don't get targeted. I'm a young mom. You're going to get life in prison. One police report from someone like me with my association super professional. You will get life in prison. With the association of what's happened to my daughter's family, my military family. You get life in prison. You don't get an association to me. You don't teach lessons for cops that get turned the fuck in and are wanted. You know, no means no in prison too. My attorney said stay away from prostitutes. He didn't shut the fuck up. My attorney said stay away from prostitutes. And that's because some people don't have to worry at all. Because I'm not a prostitute. You wish you taught lessons, motherfuckers. Are so fucking ugly. You're ugly. When women go to prison, they figure out how they've been raped. And now everywhere is doing human trafficking campaigns differently. And I can say that because of me. Because of me. Try to say something to me. I wish you would be somebody. Say something to me. Say something to me. Say something to me. Because you can't claim me or claim to have touched me. And my ex-boyfriend don't have to worry. He never raped me. My daughter's father don't have to worry. He never raped me. You know, that soldier that got raped by hundreds of people. And she's a hero in the army. You don't try to exploit me. He doesn't say people who raped her are a hero. That shit they're doing in San Antonio. You're so pathetic. You're not an example to shit. I don't think of you sexually. I didn't ask for pictures and you couldn't ask me. Texas law and security isn't strong. Son of a bitch, you're not strong people. I've almost been murdered. You're not strong people from Bexar County Sheriff's Department. You can't feel set up. For every time you set up kids to be raped, you used to have Matthew McConaughey in your parole office. Who says 300,000 kids get human trafficked every year? I'm the only one who read it. And for every year your trashy-ass crackheads, career criminals, never get habitual time, they set up human trafficking together with corrections because they're accessible to the raunch of the world. They need life sentences. Your officers reporting you're not going to fucking know me. You don't teach lessons. You're going to go to jail, bitch. I have a daughter. Of all things, a daughter. Of all things, a daughter. Nothing is stemming from you. Nothing is about you. Nothing is about Luis Hernandez. Not a fucking thing about, go look at pedestrian laws. Go look up the laws. You don't get to exploit a veteran mom to be killed. You fuck with my daughter, you'll die, son of a bitch. And no one's scared of the fucking Hernandezes. Of the fucking Hernandezes. No one's scared of no John Aguilar. You got reported, you're fucking disgusting. Nobody cares about a fucking Abraham Gutierrez. You're fucking disgusting. Nobody cares about an Elizabeth of Texas Lawman Security. You're fucking disgusting. Nobody gives a fuck. Not a fucking thing is done to me. You don't teach lessons. You're too fucking ugly. And I'll post it. You don't ask a security guard woman for a picture of her fucking breasts. You don't ask for a picture of breasts that aren't yours. You go to your fucking ugly ass wife and go fuck your daughter. Because you don't ever fucking ever, 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 never, ever will know me. Try to think you asked somebody to be retaliated. Get attempted murder charges. Get attempted murder charges. Get attempted murder charges. Because no one thinks of you, you sorry son of a bitch. Motherfuckers like you get fired all the fucking time. Act special, bitch. Did you get fired before you were a security guard? Did you get fired with gang members or drug dealers? Did you get fired, bitch? Did you get fired, bitch? Targeting my body. You're too fucking ugly. You don't teach lessons. Get fired. Get fired. Get charges, their own police reports. get fired. Motherfucker, nobody would want to touch people like you. You know how many people I know been raped by people like you? If white cops want to tell me anything, they can tell me whatever the fuck they want. I'm not from Bexar County. I'm not your fucking race. I'm not your religion. I'm not your culture. I'm not your heritage. My family isn't either. You are some of the most disgraceful people have to have lived this earth. When someone from Michael Salgado died. Because my ex-boyfriend wouldn't have done that. My ex-boyfriend wouldn't have facilitated in that. And the fact that my daughter's father is black and white, or my ex-boyfriend's black, or my friends are black, not a one of my friends would have facilitated in that. None of my black friends, Asian friends, white friends, military family, none of my daughters, and they're black and white. None of them would have facilitated in that. Leave it up to the trash. Thinking they teach examples. Thinking they do anything to facilitate. You go to jail. You're not meant to know me. Do you know how hard, easy that is? You wish you could exploit me? You know how easy that is? Your trash has been turned in. They go to jail. Covering for prostitutes and crackheads. I'm not worried about an investigation. What are they going to claim? When they have multiple victims, they can't claim shit, and I'm a security guard. I'll get protection order from any word you speak, any fucking thing you speak. And all the dead have been documented from day one, and Luis Hernandez is on the other side, and I don't want to fucking hear it. Because I didn't murder you. Let those words come out your fucking mouth ever again. Any of you fucking ignorant fucking people. But the sex you rape people's kids and your own, you don't know how to fucking... Just stay away from me. Stay away from me. They're so ignorant. Never in a case. What are you going to do? Go to Pensacola, Florida and tell them that you want them at your funeral too? What are you going to do? What are you gonna do? Whenever they go visit, when they went to go visit me the first time, I was wrongfully convicted. Justin Kime and Captain Saldana. You're gonna ask them to go to your funeral soon? You failed to yield the right of way. I wasn't a psychiatrist. Nothing was ever told, not from you. Go tell the people you were fighting in the bar and ask them if they went to the psychiatrist since they've never been arrested. Go ask them if they've been to the psychiatrist. You stay away from me and my family. All of them, all their family. Targeting me, they don't even want to know her anymore. Or you are meant to know me, that's stalking. You are meant to know me, that's harassment. You are meant to follow me around anywhere, that's stalking. You know, this whole list of deportable crimes, I have it. This whole list of deportable crimes, you're on it. You know, you don't even fuck with somebody. You don't even know anything about me. You aren't meant to know. You go to the district attorney. You know that? Quit targeting me. Like, you know, in murders, stick to your murders in Bexar County. Stick to how many have raped women. They rape white women, black men. They're such faggots. They'll fucking rape men. They rape all kinds of people. They'll set up the rape of kids. My ex-boyfriend's from Lubbock, and a stupid prostitute said his name in TDCJ, and somebody from San Antonio tried to approach him. That's how stupid they are. And officers gossiping in Bexar County Jail. You don't have lessons to teach in a no-fault accident. Tell USAA that's the extent of your retaliation. To send out Mexican gang members to go try to kidnap single dad's daughter. He's from Lubbock, Texas. Tell him you're such macho people. Whatever the fuck you call yourself. You know, covering up the fact that they rape kids. They rape each other. They're some of the sickest shit to live. They threaten to rape you. But they sleep with them and they fuck their mouth. So you try to cover it all up, or you used to fuck them before you were officer. You feel sorry for the raunch, and I don't need you to feel sorry for me. Because you didn't prove anything as if I should be scared of anything. You're stupid because you can't retaliate. Do that in your own cases, not against a soldier who was in mental health. A woman, female, a mommy. You're such cowards on cowards. You couldn't say that in a case like mine at all. Say the fuck out of everybody else's cases from another fucking county. And then I'll write Daniel Vela, who's my old attorney, and tell him, stemming from my stay in Bexar County whenever you were my attorney. And he got the charges time served taken off. They have charged you facilitating organizing murder because I was a veteran mom being represented by you in mental health. They charge you stalk a family like mine and their people dead from Bexar County Jail. And he's a normal attorney, not a prostitute attorney. I wasn't a prostitute either. I was a veteran mom in mental health that they couldn't force to have sex or associate with prostitutes and criminals. They're not so hard and scary. You look stupid in public bouncing around at the crack mouth at the food stamp office. They're just institutionalized people. Targeting me. You don't target my backside. You don't get it. How many years have you been obsessed? We're trying to rape me. Rape me. You just can't know me or my daughter. What the fuck don't you get? You're like your crackheads. You can't even see pictures of military. So fucking sickly obsessed like they're fucking criminal. You can't fucking know me. See how easy that is? You can't have me targeted, you son of a bitch. I never have to shut up in a case that's not yours. You went all out trying to fucking murder a mommy. You wanted to kidnap children, rape children. Your deviance is recorded, documented. You don't get to blame someone else? Like you have something to prove? What the fuck do you have to prove? Not a fucking thing. You scare no one in a no-fault accident. Because what you planned, you couldn't get away with shit. There's no such thing in a case and a commission of a crime I never caused. And I'm a woman. You're some of the most corrupt, disgusting fucking people to live this earth. Stick to your own cases, your own people. And like I said, you don't get a no side conversation. You don't get to try to kill a woman who was out with their sergeant. Because some people from Mexico couldn't approach us and try to jump me. And I said, go back to fucking Mexico where you came from. You can't ever try to kill me. Like, you're offended. The government can't give information to trashy people. So targeting of faggots everyone anymore. Trash got reported 5 years ago, probably almost. 5 years ago. Other trash, 8 years ago. Other trash, been out of prison for, what, almost, what, 4 and something years? The other trash?
Yes, ma'am.
And how disgraceful you've done. You know, Daniel Vela was my attorney. No matter what I went through, and he knows I went through so much mental health. Because I would be crying, and he would be like, Jessica, just go to school. And then when he went to court, he was like, you're like my redheaded stepchild. For you to be exploiting me like I'm some prostitute. That's so disgraceful for you to even think you could use him like in comparison and thinking you call me a prostitute and he's an attorney. I wasn't any of those things. I was going through so much mental health, so much now I know targeting that I would, you know, always be crying or I'd have my daughter with me up there. And he didn't call me a prostitute and I never tried to have sex with him. You people are so disgraceful. Disgraceful. Because I was even targeted whenever I went to Bexar County and I looked at the district attorney and they wouldn't look at me. And I tried to tell him what was going on, but I wouldn't even know how at the time. But now I know I'm a targeted individual. And none of this would have happened. And I'm wrongfully convicted and I was on too many medications. So you can't even claim to have known me on those medications or even on anything. Because, I mean, I was with the rape crisis center. Like, grown women are. Grown women. I go to counseling. They go to mental health. Grown women, just like grown men. And you're not meant to know me. You're so disgraceful to the world. And the Hernandezes still don't mean shit. You don't mean shit because he's Hispanic or Mexican. You don't mean shit. You don't get to know me. So you don't get to stalk me, follow me, exploit me. You don't get to think you teach lessons. Nobody has to love you, need you, want you, hug you, feel sorry for you. Go to USAA for that. When they said it's not your fault, there's nothing, anything anybody can do to you, not even sue you. I'm trying to force suicide of a mother who's not suicidal. Putting an image of herself with my daughter. Exploiting my daughter. With her dad. Same thing they did in prison. They thought they were going to brainwash me to make me think that he's a child molester. He's not a child molester because my daughter's father's biracial. My whole family don't have a problem with that. And Hernandez don't get a no, bitch. You don't get a choice in this world. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? I called Child Protective Services for a well check. They said she said that you're molesting her. I didn't say any of those things. Reported the fucking phone call. Playing too many games. And you wish you were playing games. You're playing too many games. The wrong one. But the wrong one. The Hernandezes are shit to me and my daughter. You don't get to know me and my daughter. You don't get to victimize me and my daughter in a no-fault accident. And that little bitch who thinks she doesn't get in my face. And San Antonio, you don't victimize a mother in a third-party accident, you dumb fuck. Who had no association to a trashy-ass fight in a bar. Are you stupid? Victimizing a child to the Bexar County Sheriff's Department. Bexar County Jail. TDCJ because all their prostitutes got turned the fuck in. You're stupid. Nobody's scared of you. Trying to victimize a victim by targeting and angling in every way to try to make me seem unloyal to my friends because the trash got turned in. You were never a friend of mine. And you know it. And you know it. And no one's scared to turn you in. Get attempted murder charges. Worse than the Oklahoma cop. They're worse because they get exposure and embarrassment because there's a domino effect of so many more of them. Nobody wants to know you or remember. You control nothing on no one, you faggot. No one's a manipulator for exposing you. It doesn't make me a manipulator forever regretting ever meeting you. That's what a victim is, you stupid son of a bitch. Nobody has an article or a story about meeting people and then, you know, you're trash. You don't have stories and you know it. Nobody I know that would have a story from any of their life, any kind of people from any kind of people like that. No one. Once people are aware how much they rape in San Antonio, how they rape, how they get help to rape, what they think they do, what they think they're special in, they're trashing Mexican shit. Any fucking association to them. I don't want to fucking know you. You're not special. My ex-boyfriend for 18 years. And in trying to get revenge with somebody you would never have a chance knowing. I can imagine how many they've killed and those they think they get a chance in knowing. And that's because they stick to your kind of people. You're not meant to ever know me. None of you. Like many other people. Many people. You're not meant to know them or even have met them. Let alone touch them, breathe next to them, talk to them, be in conversation with them. You rape so fucking many people in Bexar County. It's disgusting. Even female faggots are meant to be known. Even your female, you're fucking dirty people. Act like you have something to target for Sheriff Salazar. The fuck you protect, you son of a bitch, and protecting them. You set up a whole new set of people to be raped. In helping TDCJ, you set up a whole new set of kids to be trafficked. You're fucking worthless. And I don't need you. You control nothing in the state of Texas to get a fucking attorney to fight a fucking case. Acting like you protect something. You protect nothing. Act like you were thought of. Texas knows I'm on camera where you will show up. The only time I ever met you, I never thought of you a day. And no one I know has in my goddamn life. That's your crew of crackheads and trashy-ass people from Bexar County who think you're some fucking something special to be obsessed with. We don't turn in to that. And I have so many examples. Who do you think you're trying to embarrass? I have a daughter. I fucking hate you with every fucking fiber in my being. Every fucking thing about me fucking hates you. I would never fucking stand up for your wants. You're so fucking disgusting. And then you think you take advantage of my kind of family? You know, I grew up with millionaire fucking Tejano singers and Spanish singers my whole life. My family playing in bands, public, all these things. You have the audacity to use me because I went to prison. Having a conversation with my family and my uncle dies with Michael Salgado. They grew up like that their whole life. You people aren't shit to me. And that's because my daughter's father's black and white. And that's okay because all my black friends wouldn't do anything to hurt them. My white friends, my Asian friends. And leave it up to Bexar County. Helping the government and TDC to cover for crackheads on police reports. To cover for prostitution. To try to use me in my case while I was in the army as a completely innocent victim at home. And these trash from Mexico fighting in a bar. And my uncle's dead from Michael Salgado. Are you fucking dumb? And that's because my whole life has always been biracial, everything, even though I've been around them. Are you dumb? And my cousins know more of them. And they know them more because they were around more. And I've always been in my own life. You're pathetic. You're so pathetic when these fucking crack whores deserve to be in prison. You wish you could say you could claim his life. You wish you crack whores could say because he's going to know one day. He's going to know one day. He's going to know. Trying to cover for those trashy Mexicans that got caught trying to take advantage of me in military housing. They're trashy people. Trashy Mexicans trying to take advantage of me. I'm a Hispanic mom. Nigerian people, Indian people. Trying to kill me with cops saying karma. In an accident I didn't cause. And ineffective counsel I had because of a car accident. I couldn't afford an attorney. And it needed to be a dram shop law attorney. And I had a psychiatrist and everything. You try to kill someone like me, you don't get a do-over. You're so disgraceful trying to cover for these kinds of people when these kinds of people go to jail. Trying to kill someone like me. Targeting my cousin away, my first sergeant cousin, whose mom picked up my grandmother from my dad, who also worked for Michael Salgado. And then she died. Because I was being targeted in that home because of the justice system, turning them in. And like a veteran's family in New York, his brother hung himself. My dad saw whenever I was freaking out, not understanding what it is. My dad and my stepmom took me to the hospital and they prayed for me. Every day in their prayers, they pray for me. At church, they pray for me. They always pray for me. My mother, my stepfather, they pray for me. My brother, he prays for me. He loves me. All my brothers and my nieces and my nephews, my cousins, you took advantage of the wrong family. They love my daughter. That's a little biracial child. They love her. Everybody loves her just fine the way she is. Never, ever, ever treated differently because of the color of her skin. What they wanted brainwashed to target my daughter because of the color of her skin. Not because of us. The other side is from Mexico. The pathetic way TDCJ in Bexar County chose to take advantage of my case. Because they're from Mexico. Mexico calling me from Guadalajara. Do you know Spanish yet? Actually, I don't. I have a biracial child. And we're proud to say she's biracial. Quit exploiting my daughter. While you're trying to get in for deviated people. I'm not a deviated person. You look so sick in the fucking head. There's more victims because of them. That's why I wrote the poet who does rape poetry that I study. Because they hate it in Texas. But yet they set up so many women to be raped. Rape victims be trafficked. Then children to be raped. Mothers to be trafficked. Soldiers. Veterans. Kidnapping of kids. Murder of soldiers and their kids. thinking they went all out this and have it all pictured and documented. I'm a soldier. You wish they could say cross the line. You look stupid. In San Antonio, cross the line or I'll rape you. Always wishing rape on people. Wanting to rape people. Threatening to rape people. You wish you were. You're going to get life in prison now. I guess you threatened to rape kids. Like you set up the rape of kids. Thinking they were special. You're stupid. Yeah, right. You're dummies. Acting like some of you are perfect. Even the most conservative people think they're perfect and they rape. They rape. Quit trying to target like you're something special, trying to cover for a deviated criminal. You weren't going to be anything special. Have you ever been from your deviance? Nope. Thinking you were going to be it now? Nope. Thinking you're going to cover for them like somebody's picking on them when they should be in prison. That's what, like, don't pick on their deviated trash. Because they don't want to put them in prison and force them in prison so they can't rape you. Then they have a whole bunch of rapists on standby when they want to set up rape of your kids and their mother and soldiers and veterans and everything. You're stupid looking. Poor lying prostitute. You don't own anyone, Sheriff Salazar. You own people? You own children? You're deviant. People go to prison every fucking day on the news. Do your news stories right then. Let me write the news and say, do you protect deviated people who then in reverse have tried to set up people of your race, your people to be deviated and be raped and ruined? Is that what, that's what they, that's what Bexar County set up with TDCJ now. I thought they were going to be famous off of it. Popular. Thought they were going to get a news story. But no one from the news is accessible to their prostitutes from prison. No one from their news at all. And no one who is a veteran or a military family is people who set up these kinds of things either. No matter who we are, what we've been through, none of us, not a goddamn one of us. Some prostitutes got attention from someone. They thought they were going to be famous in all they do. Honda, Odega, MSN, you know, all these people. They thought they're going to be famous lying. You don't get to know our conversations from the Army. You get to know our pictures, our names, anybody, anything. And you're still trying to kill years later by targeting me. Tell the news the truth. Tell the news the truth that you erased news stories from my county. Channel 11 News. You wanted to exploit them. Tell the news. Because I remember feeding a newscaster, a famous newscaster when I was young and I was a CNA. I used to feed him puree. Now I know how he got that way. I was his CNA. Tell them what you wanted to do to Lubbock, Texas, Channel 11 News. Erasing evidence of the other side's intoxication and their family on the news saying he had it coming. Quit targeting me. Because lowlifes are toned in. TDCJ, I could sue you. Beginning with my individualized treatment plan. As a veteran, mother, and mental health. You know, stemming from my initial police report from Lubbock County, called in Bexar County for my daughter's father. You know, everything in prison. Every military resource I use. Every security agency. Every police report. Every job loss. Every contract loss. Try to say I'm crazy. every mental health professional. And I want all the recorded phone calls of every crack whore screaming good luck on your cussing. The lies you told because of prostitutes. The gossip you claim because of crack whores. You'll never be famous, never be associated, never be asked. But I am my own affidavit. You're not famous. Nothing is true, and my people know that. And then I have every child, mother, soldier, veteran. Every vehicle, every security agency I've worked at, and the shit you put me through, and the shit I went through because of TDCJ. When is there a woman terroristic threat? At an elementary school, soldiers are there picking up their children. In full uniform. Every concert, every celebrity that I did kill. You wanted me to be targeted there as a terroristic threat, and I have no obsession. Homes I've been through, vehicles, jobs, my lack of a diagnosis from Center for Healthcare Services, which you can hear the targeting on my head. I'm parole officer number 3. Your lies from prison. Your retaliation document is what you expected me to be. The suicide that would never happen, the murder you could never do, the rape you could never be, the rapist you never were, the police report you now are, protection orders you'll always be, because the celebrity and the famous person you were never meant to be. And then you don't fuck with my daughter because she doesn't cry tears because of any of you. And how I'm not a manipulator. Intoxication they didn't have, erasing theirs, I caught on the news saying they had it coming. In a bar fight they were, and a third party innocent that I am. Never lie in a case about homicide because you're a bunch of dirty, petty ass bitches. Because, I mean, people throw slugs their whole life and gets nowhere. I've been around millions of different kinds of women, all kinds of bar, every strip club in San Antonio. I've known people everywhere, and I'm not saying that to boast because I get a PTSD letter for court. You cannot exploit me or my friend who works in any of these places to be forced into human trafficking or their children. All my daughter's friends, all their mothers, soldiers, veterans, all the pictures from Facebook I have. And the No Fear Retaliation Act, the HIPAA laws that protect me, the Prison Rape Elimination Act, all the grievances that I can write by law. The walking in alone I did, and the walking out alone I did. Because I have 2 fucking feet, and I'm a grown woman who finished college anyway. Custody court I don't die in. Custody court that doesn't get threatened by prostitutes who are on recorded phone lines, whose phone calls like that have been in lawsuits before. Are you stupid? Because you don't threaten me. At all. You don't threaten a fucking thing about my daughter. Petitions I can write. VA benefits you can never manipulate. Soldiers included. Deaths I have documented. In certain ways. You know, I'm trained from the military, civil affairs with PSYOP. Government exploitation that you can't hide, all well documented. A threat to society I've never been. USAA you could never manipulate. Charges at all. Not even a mention of charges, because are you going to be there for a so-called lawsuit? You cannot take advantage of me. No matter how many fucks I say, no Mandria. No matter how much I email, there's nothing there. Targeting you can't do. Retaliation you can't do. Murder you can't set up. A suicide that would never happen. And how you all thought you can manipulate everything on recorded phone calls. And truth you'll never tell. You know, recording in a prison that can be had, requested by an attorney. Manipulating me, you can never do. Protected by all laws, mental health. Medication I don't need. Shut the fuck up, I never do. Like you once told me in prison to shut the fuck up. Human trafficking, you can't force me into. Boyfriend I had. Character witness statement. Best friend. My life you don't run, my body, my mind, my soul, and that of my daughters also. Social media you can't use. Facebook you can't exploit. Soldiers, children, women, mothers, children, families, even that of adopted kids. MySpace you can't use. PQ you can't use. Identity theft you can't do. My name you can't use. All reported. Social security number you can't use. For crackhead. All of it's illegal. Every fucking thing. Letters from battle buddies you can't keep. Dick you must be sucking so hard right now. You know, I went office to office with my friend Grace, and you know, I don't get killed at Thomas J. Henry's office. I went office to office, and I took pen from La Hood. I went office to office, and you said, you know, you can't take advantage of my to set up my murder to be killed in a car accident, calling me a crash dummy like my best friend in the army. And my attorney was Gomez Law Firm. You know, pre-planned meditation to set up my murder. To die in a car accident, like my initial accident, that I didn't cause. You know, a targeted individual, and it's completely not my fault because I didn't see anything looking both ways. End of story.